Today, we turn our attention to the upcoming Mr. Central South Africa 2025 crowning finale. The event is scheduled to take place on Saturday, November 15, at St. Du Plessis Theatre in Bloemfontein. The evening will feature a red carpet and pre-show entertainment commencing at 5:30, followed by the main event at 7, where the 7 finalists will compete for their title. We are joined now by the director and founder of Mr. Central South Africa.
Greetings, listeners. Greetings, OFM family. So my name is Theo King, and I am the director and owner of Mr. Central South Africa. Mr. Central South Africa is a beauty pageant. Actually, we call it a program because it's basically a learnership program where we just build young men to become the best versions of themselves, but we stand strong against gender-based violence. So in a nutshell, that is what Mr. Central South Africa is all about and what I do.
So in general, when did the Mr. Central South Africa start?
So we launched in 2017, and in 2018, we crowned our first Mr. Central South Africa, right before COVID.
Alrighty. So given that it has been here for several years, can you actually explain to us what inspired the creation of this pageant and what it distinguishes it from other male pageants in South Africa?
I'd like to say that I believe the difference that sets up us apart from other beauty pageants is that we are men against gender-based violence. So instead of us just, I don't know if you can remember, a couple of years ago, there was a hashtag going around saying men are trash. Mm-hmm. But there were a few men that fought back and said not all men are trash. So our question was, but if you're not trash, then what do you do? What do you do to eradicate the social ill of gender-based violence? So we started, well, it's one of the reasons we started this program called Mr. Central South Africa. Another reason was I was sitting in a service, and the pastor posed the question at us, or what he said was, when they were 19 years old, they were busy building these empire churches. And his question to us was, what are the 19-year-olds, 24-year-olds of today doing? And I think we all know, OFM family, we all know what the young kids are keeping themselves busy with. And I said to myself, I might not be 19 years old anymore, but I can create a platform where 19-year-olds can bring change in our province, in our country, in the world.
That's good. So shifting to the finalists right now, the top 7 finalists have undergone months of preparation, challenges and community impact work. Could you just share the light on how the criteria and stages of the community that ultimately narrow the field of these final 7 young men?
So we had entries for about more than 100 entries nationwide, and then we have to break them down to a smaller amount, obviously. And I think we had like a top 30, and we broke them down to, it all came down, there was like different things that we looked at, and we had a top, I think top 20 or something like that, I can't recall. And they also had tasks that they had to do, and from that we chose our top seven gentlemen. So there were several things they needed to do, like Mr. Central South Africa is not your average beauty pageant. We're not all about how the boys look. We're not about muscles and six packs. That's not what we are all about. Mm-hmm. We are actually about men that want to bring change. That's what we do. So they have to do community programs. They need to get involved with schools and just community engagement. So that's what they need to do throughout their campaign, for us to see, are there people that we can work with? What are the skills? We gave them tasks and fundraisings. How did they do on that? How creative were they on that? They had to do ticket sales for pro events that we did the crowning event. How did they do in that? So those are some of the tasks that we've given them over the term that they've been running.
Okay, just to follow up on that, can you provide a specific recent example of just one finalist that you believe epitomizes the face of leadership and change the organization seeks to crown?
We're looking for a young man. I obviously don't. We've got several judges, and we've got several judging sessions where we get scores on, because they basically scored on points in terms of what they did. So they need to give a portfolio of evidence to say, this is what I've done. Because we've seen in previous years, people would say, well, they're very well, it's good speakers. And they will say, well, I've done this, I've done this, and it's not really true. So they need to give a portfolio of evidence in terms of scoring. And so those are those are what we look at. So there's, yeah, so we're looking for
Okay.
someone that can really build with. We're looking for someone that can grow the program. We still call it, it's a baby program. This is our 8th year, but we crown every second year. So we've this is our fourth crowning session. So we're looking for, so we still call ourselves a baby program, baby pageant. We're looking for someone that can just help grow with the pageant. Someone that can be a face, that can just take us to levels that we would want to go. I must say that a couple of years ago, we were identified by the World Heritage Pageant in India, Mumbai, who saw the great work that we were doing, and then they invited us to say, you know what, we want Mrs. Central South Africa to come and participate in this pageant. Unfortunately, obviously, for funds and lack of support by the private, by government, unfortunately, we cannot partake in these international platforms.
Speaking about partnership, the partnership with Perkoff is highlighted as a powerful alignment of purpose. What specific shared values or goals made Perkoff the ideal collaborator for the crowning finale?
They are really, they're really adding a lot of value to all of this. I mean, we don't want to compromise on our venue. That's why when I was introduced to the Sound of Music Theatre, I just fell in love with it, and I've always just wanted to have my pageants there. So so the fact that they're coming on board and bringing their partnership, that really helps a lot in terms of the quality that we put out of them, also the experience that the gentlemen are going getting to be part of such a world-class production on the Sound of Plessy Theatre. That is just amazing. So we cannot really thank Backoffs enough for seeing the need to partner with us.
Oh, well, so as the owner of the Mr. Central South Africa, what is the most significant creative challenge your team came overcame rather in a production of this year's crowning finale?
I think we've got so many challenges, I must say, but I know we always come up tops. There's always challenges, you know. When something is great, there will always be challenges. And remember, also we work with human beings, so it's not the most easiest task to do to work with humans.
Okay.
But we conquer all of these challenges. I really cannot complain. I just need support from the public. That's all. I think that's our greatest challenge that we're having. Our ticket sales are not going as well as we've hoped for. And also, that is one of the commitments that we gave back of that we will push ticket sales. So I think currently we're just trying to push ticket sales because also we've made our tickets so cheap. Our tickets are 150 rand, but if you're an elderly or a student, you can get a ticket for 100 rand. The reason why I made our tickets so affordable is because we want everyone to participate. We want everyone to attend this world-class production. It doesn't help we've got such a beautiful production, but then there's no one in the auditorium to see what we're doing and how hard we've been working. So we've made it as affordable as possible for everyone to be able to say, you know what, I can afford to go. But it's still, I believe the value that you get there is beyond the amount that you're paying for.
Oh well, so the Mr. Central South Africa brand has evolved over the years, both geographically as well as in the program focus. Now, so I want to look ahead. If you could just use this interview as a platform to deliver a singular message to all young or older, rather, South African men aspiring to the leadership and purpose, what would that message be?
Well, as I've also grown throughout this pageant, and I've also learned throughout this pageant, I think when I initially started, I thought I would get men of amazing caliber to join the pageant, and it will just be amazing. But what I've realized is this is actually a platform to help men, young men grow. It's a platform where you can come and learn. If you don't know how to do things, this is the right platform. Because you know what we've encountered? We can encounter young men that are just amazing. When you see them soft to the eye and you say, you know what, this can be, these are possibly guys that we would want to work with. But it is so difficult to convince gentlemen to enter the beauty industry, especially pageantry. You can offer them a million rand. You can offer them 1 year stay in New York. They still decline. And I think it's also just because pageantry to men are just a bit taboo. They don't understand what it's all about. But with pageantry does so much. It opens so many doors for you. It can put you in contact with so many amazing people and partners. There's something we call the power of the sesh. When you have the sesh, you're not just an individual. You're someone with a purpose, someone that we want to know. Who are you? What do you do? Why are you wearing this? What are your aspirations in life? And people just want to work with you. So pageantry as a whole, not just with Mr. Central South Africa, I would advise our young men to get more involved in pageantry. There's just so much it can bring to you as an individual. A lot of our men walk around not knowing what their purpose is. And I believe pageantry is that key, the door that opens for you to find out what your purpose is, what you can become, what you are destined for, why you're on this earth, why you're walking this earth. Through pageantry, you can really open and access so many, so many things.
Oh, that's well, what I would say. Okay. So just on the last question, what are your hopes for the day, the final night that is going to come on the Saturday, and what would you like to say to the people?
To the general public out there, I would really want them to come and support Mr. Central South Africa. I want them to support us because we're not just vocal, at least saying that we are men against gender-based violence, but we are really actively involved in eradicating the social ill. We've got a lot of programs that we do, except for the pageant. We've got a lot of programs. We've got a program called Kasi Connect. It's an entrepreneurship program. We're trying to eradicate poverty also and just build our young men. We're just trying to build our societies and our communities. So this is what Mr. Central South Africa is all about. So we're asking people, please come and support us. Please lend a hand, see how you can help. But also for now, we just ask, just buy a ticket and come and support us. Because we're really actively involved. We're not all about just making cards and doing protesting, walking from one point to another, shutting down the city for a day and believe that that will eradicate gender-based violence. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying it's wrong when people do that, but we are really actively involved. And the challenge that we're receiving is people just don't want to work with pageantry. There's so many red tags when it comes to pageantry. Our government, private sector, it's just so difficult. We've been knocking on doors since last year for this pageant and all shut doors. All doors are closed. There's no one to help us. So we want to ask the general public out there, please assist us. Please come through. Please just support us and just help us grow. Be the wind under our wings.
That was Theo King, director and founder of Mr. Central South Africa. OFM News, Refilwe Bekane.